Welcome to the Rutledge Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Laurel Rutledge, your Chief Navigation Officer. I started this podcast because I wanted to talk to you about the things that aren't said about leadership and business, about what happens when you make plans but also make room for the unexpected, about the power of aligning your words with your actions. And I started it because I believe in the power of you. So if you're looking for a place that will challenge your perspectives while lifting you up, welcome. If you're looking for a place where facts and the truth still matter, welcome. If you're looking for a place where the host isn't afraid of calling out her own issues, not just yours, welcome. If you're looking for a place to just be, welcome. I thank you for being here, and I look forward to getting to know you. On today's episode of the Rutledge Perspective, we're going to talk collaboration. Now, for those of you who have been listening to me or following me for a while, you've heard me say one of the reasons I love working with women business owners is because it's helping them get to that nuance of leading with your heart, but acting with your head. And most women business owners are truly heart-led leaders. This is what they do. It's why they started their business. They wanted to make an impact on the world, on their community, on their lives. And then the business starts, and some of the decisions that have to be made are hard and impact people. And that whole idea of making tough decisions becomes really, really difficult. Well, collaboration can be one of the things that makes that transition from founder, doer to CEO leader a little bit difficult. Now, I personally tend to be a collaborative leader. My preference is to get in a room. Let's talk about what we're trying to do. Let's all have an idea and a perspective, and let's figure out the best decision and let's move forward. I don't have this need for every decision to be mine or every action or every solution to be mine. That's just not the way I'm wired. I love getting in and mixing it up to talk about an issue and coming up with a great solution. Here's the challenge. When you lead with collaboration, it is very easy for that collaboration to be mistaken for an inability to make decisions or for having a lack of an opinion or a lack of direction, especially if you're women. There are several psychologists who have talked about this, but one in particular I listened to on Hidden Brain talked about this idea of ambivalence in leadership, which I thought ambivalence was, you know, eh. And in some cases, the definition is that. But in this case, what they were talking about with this was this idea of indecisiveness and how it can show up as ambivalence. And ambivalent leaders are seen as not as productive or effective until hindsight, because these leaders are leaders that tend to want to gather lots of information in order to make the best decision. And I love information, right? Let's get it all out on the table. And then once we make a decision, at least we know what we can expect and I can make a plan B. But that's just me. I'm a plan B girl. So this idea of collaboration, when you're really trying to move teams forward, can be mistaken as you just don't care, or you don't have an opinion, or you're incapable of making a decision. So here's the thing to think about. If you tend to be a very collaborative leader, the question becomes, what does collaboration mean to you? Now, I said a minute ago, I tend to lead with collaboration. Years and years and years ago, I did a ton of assessments, right? FIRE-OB and Campbell Leadership Index and the MBTI and all the things. I've been assessed out the wazoo. And one of them, I believe it was the FIRE-OB, talked about, like, I was at zeros and ones. And what that said was, you, Laurel, do not have a need to be the leader. You are not driven by this innate desire to be at the front of the pack. You don't need that. The other piece of that evaluation said, but if things aren't moving, you have no problem stepping into that leadership role. That is true. I love collaboration. And I can absolutely reach a point where I'm like, here's where we're going. And here's what we're doing, because that makes no sense, right? We have been now talking about this for 4 months. It is time to get something done. And remember, people will listen to what you say, but they will believe what you do. And if all they see is collaboration, all they hear is collaborative conversation, but they never hear decisions being made, they never see you taking a stand, what they're going to see is that collaboration is not collaboration. Collaboration is a dereliction of duties. It's a passing of the buck. It is a refusal to lead. So I want you to think about collaboration a little bit differently. In order for you to get to the mission that you have determined is the mission for you, for your business, Having those different perspectives in a collaborative format enables you to create a culture where everyone feels valued, everyone feels seen. That tends to be something that I hear from all of my clients, is having collaborative cultures. They want people to feel valued. They want them to be able to participate. When you start with participation and start with asking everyone their opinion and everyone their perspective, because you want to collaborate on an issue, as the business grows over time, there is an expectation that no decision is made without the input of everyone, that every decision, it comes out of a collaboration, that every direction comes out of a collaboration, that everyone in the organization gets an opinion and gets to impact the decisions that are being made. But guess what? It's your business. It's your company. And you ultimately not only have the responsibility, but you have the accountability and the ability to decide where you're taking this organization and then distribute that information to the rest of your organization in a way that helps them understand the mission, understand the vision, understand the values, understand the direction, and then get on board or not. So collaboration is a key tenet of great leadership, and anything taken to an extreme can become a weakness. When you look at the meetings that you have and you're pulling people in because you want to discuss and you want to understand, do you have a clear agenda when you go into that meeting? Do people know that it's a meeting to make a decision? Have you laid out, hey, you know, we've got something we need to do. I am looking for ideas. Here's what I'm thinking, but I want to hear what you think because I've got to make a decision. Or do you set the meeting out and saying, you know what? I have no idea. So I am looking for your direction because this is one where I want this to be something that we can all get behind. You get to set the agenda and the space in which collaboration happens. You get to decide what being a collaborative leader looks like for you. Collaboration doesn't always mean that everyone, everywhere throughout the organization gets to have an opinion and gets to decide. You get to set the agenda. You get to set the parameters. You get to set the guardrails and guidelines. You have an innate understanding and desire to create something for a purpose. Don't allow collaboration to undermine that mission or undermine that purpose simply because then you're afraid to hurt someone's feelings because you've said you're a collaborative leader. Collaboration does not mean you do not make decisions. Collaboration doesn't mean that you roll over because people are unhappy. Collaboration means I understand that I'm not always the smartest person in the room, that I'm not always the one with all the solutions, that I am not always the one that has to say yes or no. In fact, if I'm going to build my business, build my department, just be able to do something different, I have to create people around me who are able to make bigger and broader and more critical decisions on a go-forward basis. If I have to be in everything, I have not built a business, I've built a job. So your collaboration has to be aligned with what is it that you are trying to create. So think about the last meeting that you conducted, where there was a big decision that had to be made and you pulled the whole team together, or at least your executive team together, and said, hey, we've got a decision. We've got an issue, or we've got a problem, or we've got an opportunity, and I really want to talk this through. Keep that meeting in your mind. The situation, the people that were in there, the solution that you were looking for, where you were sitting in that meeting. And I'm going to ask you some questions. How did you establish that meeting? Did you go into the meeting saying, we've got this issue and I have no idea what to do and I really want to get your opinion? Did you go into the meeting saying, you know what, here's where I think we're going, but I really want to make sure I didn't miss something because I know where I'm sitting with this, but I just want to get some feelings of other people? Or did you go into the meeting completely wide open? You know, I have no idea. Let's just sit down and talk about it. Throw some spaghetti up against the wall and see what happens. Now, whatever the answer to those questions, none of those are all right or all wrong. Each of those is an appropriate way to establish a meeting depending on what you want your outcome to be. So now that you've got that, the second question is, how did people respond to you and your leadership over time after that meeting? Did you have people who are willing to sit in and just brainstorm? Was their body language inclusive and excited and in that collaborative space? Or was it exasperated exhausted, irritated because you were asking them yet again to sit in a brainstorming session? Did you see people over time beginning to collaborate with their teams? Did you see a difference in behavior in response to your collaborative style, whatever that was? And what was that? And then the third question is, if you look across your organization and where you're trying to go and what you're trying to do, and having led with collaboration, what are you getting back in terms of ownership, accountability, responsibility? Are you starting to see decisions that are all pushed up to you? Are you starting to see decisions that are made around you, without you, things that you never would have agreed to? What are you seeing in your organization? Pause. Really sit with paying attention to what you have experienced in the last few weeks, few months, couple of years. Is what you're getting from the environment you have created as a leader in your organization what you wanted to get? And can you tie that back to how you led with collaboration? Collaboration is a powerful tool. Getting multiple people in the room focused on a sole objective gets you an opportunity to get ideas that you may never have had on your own. Even if you're like me and have a tendency to have meetings with yourself. And they're really good meetings, right? But if you can find a way to have those collaborative environments, but not lose yourself as the leader, and in most cases, the ultimate decision maker, what you have created is a efficient, productive, effective organization that is moving towards a clear mission, as opposed to an organization that thinks they have a leader that can't make a decision or won't, that needs everybody's opinion before they can move, that refuses to just act, or worse, that has folks that decide that if they are not involved in every decision, then clearly it's not a good company. Collaboration is amazing. And you have to manage through the collaborative process in a way that gives you the outcomes that you intended. Lead with your heart, but act with your head. Be that collaborative leader. Move forward into your spaces, always looking for opportunities to collaborate. And recognize that collaboration taken to an extreme means that decisions don't get made, or at least not in the way you would like them to be made. Now, I want you to also think about collaboration a little bit broader. It's not just within your teams or within your company. Collaboration can also be with partners and can be with other experts. It can be with outsourced organizations that you've brought into. It can be in your organization that is your nonprofit that you're building. We move faster when we collaborate with people. We get connected to other things. We get connected to possibilities when we collaborate. And it's important to collaborate with intention. There is plenty for everyone. Plenty for everyone. Collaboration leads with the idea that I really want to partner. I really want to understand and hear the other side. I recognize that I don't have all the answers, and I want to connect in order to move forward. That's the fundamental tenet of collaboration. And if you can turn collaboration into a tool that you use with intention, you will build an organization that is able to collaborate and move and design and effect change and get to the mission faster, quicker, better, and exponentially greater than you ever would have imagined, because everyone feels seen and heard. So this week, I want you to go out and think about how to collaborate with your team. Are your values promoting collaboration? Are your values promoting intentional partnering? How are you showing up? And are your words and actions demonstrating a desire for collaboration along with an ability to make really tough decisions? Collaboration that is seen as weakness is a challenge, but collaboration in and of itself is not a weakness. Don't allow your organization, your partners, your team members to mistake your collaborative style for weakness in leadership, because those two things are not necessarily aligned. Thank you for tuning in to the Rutledge Perspective this week. I really want this collaboration idea to build and grow and be amazing for you as you build your business. And I want you to think about how it's showing up for you. If you think of another idea that you want to talk about, please send me a DM. You can find me on laurelrutledge.com. Connect with me there. And while you're at it, go out to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Give us a 5-star rating and a review. It really does help to get the podcast out there to more people so we can help and connect and deliver really great content on an ongoing basis. As always, I appreciate your tuning in. I do not take that for granted because you always have a choice when you listen. And I appreciate that you chose to listen to me. Have a great week and we'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the Rutledge Perspective Podcast. I hope this little podcast gave you a little bit of insight and gave you some information that you can take and use as you go forward. Please do me a favor and go out to your favorite podcast platform, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and give us a 5-star rating and a review. That just helps to get the podcast out to more people so we can make a bigger impact. And if there's a topic you'd like me to cover, shoot me a DM. You can connect with me on my website, laurelrutledge.com. As always, I appreciate your tuning in because I know you have a choice. Hope to see you again on another episode.